Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Brian.
Tom.
John.
I'll be playing the part of the computer by reading the text generated by the game, and my co-host will feed me commands as we try to get through today's adventure. Today, we'll be continuing The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, created by Douglas Adams and Steve Merzetsky. Don't panic.
Go up.
The trail you're climbing is narrow and twisty. It's a good idea to draw a map as you go up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. There we go.
Well, does this stop us at 5 o'clock? Are they going to tell us we failed? Or you've lost 20 points.
Keep going.
Steep trail. A steep, rocky trail winds west and downward.
Okay, so we have west and down. And it's 5 o'clock. Do we need to just keep exploring, right? It doesn't matter which direction.
Yeah, go up.
Isn't it down?
You can't see any upward trails here.
Because going down should take us back to the cliff bottom, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so go west.
Steep trail. A steep rocky trail winds north and east. There you are, knucklehead.
Oh.
You wince as Mr. Crisp strides into view and grabs you from the front of your uniform. You good-for-nothing idiot, he bellows in your face. I wanted you to deliver that envelope before 5 o'clock. Now the magic shop is closed. You're fired. Looks like the story's over, but don't despair. Interactive fiction lets you learn from your mistakes. Your score is 3 points out of 100 in 120 moves. Do you want to restart the story, restore a save position, or quit? Hilltop. You are on a hilltop overlooking the seaside village of Festeron. To the south stands the Festeron Post Office. It's a little brick building with a neatly trimmed lawn. The post office door stands invitingly open. Roads run down the hill to the east and west. There's a signpost nearby. Somebody inside the post office is calling you. Okay, what do you want to do now?
We're at the hilltop, so we go south, I think.
Yeah.
Post office. This is the lobby of the Festeron Post Office. Your boss, Mr. Crisp, is behind the service counter reading other people's postcards. Mr. Crisp hides the postcards away as you enter. Where have you been? He barks angrily. Daydreaming again, huh? I've been looking everywhere for you. Your score just went up by 1 point.
Can we ask him about the postcards?
Yeah.
You can't do that. Mr. Crisp has hidden them.
Oh, he did hide them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Crisp reaches under the service counter and pulls out a mysterious envelope. We just got this special delivery, he snarls, tossing it onto the service counter. I want you to drop it off right away. And that means now.
Take envelope.
Envelope taken. Your score just went up by 5 points. Mr. Crisp drums his finger on the service counter impatiently. Get going, Chowderbrain! The magic shop closes at 5 o'clock.
3:03.
Should we go south? We haven't gone, if we can. I don't know if we can.
We're in the post office? I doubt it.
Nope. Yeah.
There's no exit that way, Mr. Crisp screams. Quit stalling!
Let's go north back to the hilltop.
Hilltop. As you leave the post office, somebody slams and locks the door behind you.
If we go west and then west again, we get into the cemetery corner, and I think there's exits we haven't explored there, right?
Yeah, I think at the Spooky Copes, we can go to west.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I say we go there. I think you're right. We have to get the bone anyway.
Outside cemetery, you're standing next to an open iron gate that leads west into Festeron Cemetery. A road runs east to the top of the post office hill.
Should we go west again?
Yes.
The cemetery is a creepy place. Are you sure you want to go in there?
No.
Sure.
No.
You have been warned. Creepy corner. You're in a creepy corner of the Festeron Cemetery, surrounded by silent tombstones. An iron gate opens to the east, and a narrow lane wanders north.
The north takes us to the Spooky Copse.
Yeah. The collection of trees.
Yeah, right. But where was the bone?
It was in the open
grave.
Yeah. Because
mm-hmm. we're going to see that.
We haven't seen the grave yet, right?
Did we have to give something to the guy to make him mugger off?
Left.
He just left. All right. Yeah.
Do you want to go north?
Spooky Copse. A copse of willow trees makes this part of the cemetery look really spooky. Narrow lanes wandered south and west. There's an open grave nearby, freshly dug, with a tombstone erected next to it. An old gravedigger is resting under a willow tree. The gravedigger nods a greeting as you approach.
Enter grave?
Yep.
The gravedigger reaches into the open grave and pulls you out. Don't go in there, he cries. you might get buried alive. The gravedigger notices the mysterious envelope you're holding. That's a mighty mysterious looking envelope you got there, he says. Let's have a look at it.
Give gravedigger envelope? Or give the envelope to gravedigger?
The gravedigger peers at the address on the mysterious envelope. Hmm, he mutters, handing it back to you. Could have sworn I buried that old woman years ago. You are again holding the mysterious envelope. Couldn't ask for a nicer day for digging graves.
Shouldn't you walk away?
Let's try going west.
Twilight Glen. The trees are so thick, it's almost too dark to see. You can make out an open iron gate to the north, and a narrow lane between the tombstones winds off to the east. There must have been a burial here recently. Somebody left their umbrella leaning up against a tombstone. The gravedigger follows behind you. What's your hurry? He complains, throwing a shovel over his shoulder. The gravedigger ambles through the iron gate and locks it. Keep out of the cemetery after dark, he tells you with a sly wink. You can hear him chuckling as he disappears to the north.
What? Why is he winking?
I'll see you later.
Because we are attractive, obviously. Take umbrella.
Umbrella taken.
Do we want to go, back and get the bone, or do we want to keep exploring?
Keep exploring over here, might as well.
Okay.
So we don't know the directionals, right?
Well, the guy just went north.
Yeah.
Oh, did he go north? Okay, let's go north.
The iron gate is closed.
Open iron gate?
You can't do that. It's locked.
I don't think we have any sort of key.
Okay, so we need the key for the gate. We should have killed the gravedigger. That's what we learned here.
Wink, wink.
Can we go west again?
The tombstones block your path.
Go south?
What? The tombstones block your path.
These are some dense tombstones.
Where they stack them and rack them? How close could they be?
East back to the...
Spooky copse.
Enter grave.
Open grave. You're at the bottom of an open grave, surrounded by 6-foot walls of dirt. There's an old bone here.
Take bone.
Bone taken. Your score just went up by 1 point.
Okay, so if we go south, it takes us to the rotary, right?
Clearly, we should have opened the umbrella. A draft of wind would have came up, taken us over the gate, like Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
And right to the magic shop.
Exactly.
Game over.
So we got north to get here. Wait a minute. We went north to get here, but if we go south, that takes us to the rotary, right? Or am I wrong?
The rotary. No.
Okay.
I think, well, first, let's get out of the open grave.
Yeah. Exit.
With great difficulty, you manage to climb out of the open grave. Spooky copse.
If we want to try going east, we can see.
Mm-hmm.
The tombstones block your path.
That's what I thought. Sorry, so go south.
Creepy corner.
Wait, did we go north?
No. Do you want to go north?
I don't know where to go else. Where are you looking to go?
I was going to go to the...
cottage, right?
Yeah, the cottage.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do over here, I don't think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get the horseshoe, get the note for the boss, save the seahorse, get the shell... I'm trying to see if there's anything else that we each could do. I don't know.
But we got to find money for the arcade, right?
Yeah, we need to find tokens for the arcade.
So we're a creepy corner. Do you want to go east back into the cemetery?
Yeah, go east.
Phew, that cemetery sure is spooky. Outside cemetery.
That gravedigger's been dead for 80 years. go east.
Hilltop.
East again.
Outside cottage. You're outside the cottage of Mrs. Vos, the town librarian. As you approach the cottage, you are greeted by the tiniest poodle you've ever seen in your entire life. It charges across the street, yapping angrily and showing its sharp little teeth.
You have bone?
The poodle tests the old bone with its tongue, lies down, and begins to gnaw on it, keeping a red eye on you. Your score just went up by 3 points.
Hey, go north.
The poodle yaps a threat as you back away. Rotary South. This is the south side of the Festeren Rotary. A road branches south towards Post Office Hill. The Festeren Public Library, famous for its museum of local historic artifacts, stands proudly on the nearby corner. Mrs. Vos, the town librarian, is locking the library door as you approach. Just the person I was looking for, she exclaims, smiling brightly.
Say hello?
Yeah.
Why are you looking for me?
To Vos, Miss Vos.
I'm in a hurry. Let's talk later, she replies. Miss Voss retrieves a violet slip of paper from the depths of her purse. Be a sweetie and give this note to your dear boss, Mr. Crisp, she coos, holding the note out to you. I'd be ever so much obliged.
Read, take note.
Note taken. Your score just went up by 3 points. Mrs. Voss hurries away down the street. Thanks. Toodaloo.
Do we go south back to the post office, or do we...
Do we want to do that?
It's almost 3:30.
Yeah. So areas we haven't explored... We don't know where this magic shop is, right? That's the whole...
No idea.
No idea. I'd imagine somewhere past the Twilight Glen.
Where did we get to before it hit 5 o'clock last time? Before it was 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock?
We were just getting all the map stuff.
Yeah,
done.
We were doing part like the Pleasure Wharf area.
Yeah. Okay. But we went up to like
Lookout Sleep Trail. Hill. Lookout Hill, right? That's I think where we ended it. Lookout Hill, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we lost time. Yeah, we got fired.
Yeah.
Oh, no! We're taking the Sleep Trail, and then we're trying to get up the Steep Trail, and we couldn't because we ran out of time. Do we go up the Steep Trail again?
Well, the Pleasure Wharf goes to the Seahorse. If we go, where are we? If we go east, then east, I think we do the Seahorse stuff. Where did Cliff Bottom lead us?
It led us to the Steep Trail.
Okay. Right. I see.
If you look on my map.
Oh, yes. I can't see it. Let me look at your map. Your map is probably better than mine. Do we want to do Steep Trail? Do we think that leads to the magic?
I'm fine. How about this? Let's go up to Lookout Hill, go south to the River Outlet, go around to the Tidal Pool and Wharf's End, and go back up to Cliff Bottom.
Tidal Pool, so we would go...
East, north?
I'd say go east, do the Seahorse, mm-hmm. Go west, go north, get the shell, go north, go east, up to Lookout Hill to get the horseshoe.
You got the kitchen?
Yeah.
I think so, actually. This map's pretty good.
Yeah, another thing, too, is the lighthouse, right? We have not explored south of the lighthouse.
South of the lighthouse, I thought was the tidal pool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. I'm cool with that.
Let's go east.
Nice map. East.
Rotary East.
East.
Pleasure Wharf. A big mailbox is nearby.
We did try to put the envelope in there and we couldn't get it out, right?
Yeah, so it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like a bad idea.
Yeah. Watch, this is actually where we're supposed to put it.
So then we go east again?
Yeah, go east again.
Wharf's End. The sea-worn planks of Festerone Pleasure Wharf end abruptly a few feet to the east. You're surrounded by blue, sparkling waters of Festerone Bay. Apparently, a careless fisherman has just left the wharf, for lying on the plank is a little seahorse, its gills moving in and out with its dying gasp. The seahorse looks at you with moist, frightened eyes.
Take seahorse?
Seahorse taken. The seahorse opens and closes its little mouth pathetically.
Do we drop seahorse in water or something like that? I forget.
I don't think we did that, but didn't we?
Splash! The seahorse floats without moving for a few anxious moments. Then, it springs suddenly to life, circling and splashing joyfully in the waves. Before it swims away, it looks up at you with an unmistakable expression of gratitude.
Yeah.
Thanks, Johnny.
Couldn't even get a point for that?
That is suspicious.
Go west? I'm sure it's something about it. I don't know.
Pleasure Wharf.
Go north?
Tidal Pool. A large conch shell is lying on the sand at your feet.
Take shell?
Shell taken.
Go north?
Lighthouse. Perched on top of the lighthouse is a pelican, watching you through half-closed eyelids.
Throw shell at pelican. No, don't.
Thinking about it.
I'm all about animal cruelty, aren't I?
Oh no.
Both wanted to kick the dog, right?
Pelicans.
Yeah, and then you did something else. Stop I was like, yeah. Do you want to keep going or do you want to do something with the lighthouse?
I don't know. There's a pelican there, right?
Yeah.
You give it a fish, it usually does something. We don't have a fish.
A seahorse?
Should we have fed it a seahorse?
I don't think that'd be satisfying. I think seahorses are pretty tiny.
I feel like we did the right thing by the seahorse. Yeah. Do we want to go
west
to the Rocky Path?
Yeah, let's just do that.
Rocky Path.
Keep going west.
South of Bridge. This is the south side of a covered bridge.
Go west.
River Outlet. This is where the lake empties into Festerone River.
Go north or up. Go up.
Lookout Hill. A horseshoe is lying in the grass near the stump.
Take horseshoe.
Horseshoe taken.
Go north.
North.
River Outlet.
Go east.
South of Bridge.
Go north.
Bridge.
Go north.
North of Bridge.
Go east. Yep.
Cliff Bottom. You're at the bottom of a cliff that rises up from the north bank of the river. A steep trail winds upward. A gnarled tree trunk stands nearby. A lone branch, its only adornment.
Go up.
The trail you're climbing is narrow and twisty. It's a good idea to draw a map as you go. Steep trail. A steep, rocky trail winds west and downward.
Oh, no. Okay, so...
Tom's ready.
I think we all have to be ready for this. What is the, I think Johnny's going to be our guide here, but...
Oh, yeah.
Steep trail... I'm sorry, what did it say?
It winds west and downward.
Yeah. So we know downward takes us down, so I don't think that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Down to cliff bottom.
Can't go up, right?
So I think we go west?
Mm-hmm.
Steep trail. A steep, rocky trail winds north and east.
East takes us back, so I think we want to go north.
Mm-hmm.
Steep trail. A steep, rocky trail winds south and upwards.
Want to go up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steep trail. A steep rocky trail winds east and downward.
Give one second. All right, we'll just do this. Okay.
Are we missing anything off to the west?
No, I think not, right? I think it's just telling us where to go.
East and downward. We came downward. I guess the only place to go is east? Yeah.
It seems to be, right? Mm-hmm.
It seems like this is not three-way, so it seems good.
Steep trail. A steep rocky trail winds south and west.
Oh.
I'm just pretty sure that there's not more than
two directions.
We don't want to go west. We want to go south.
Yeah.
Steep trail. A rocky trail winds north and upwards.
North and upwards.
Yeah. So we've gone south. So we got to go up.
Your score just went up by 1 point.
Hey!
Cliff edge. You're standing high on a rocky cliff at the top of a steep trail leading downward. Looking southwest, you can see the shadow of the post office hill creeping across the village as the sun sinks into the bank of clouds. The peaceful scenery is disturbed by a tiny figure emerging in the distant post office. It stares in your directions for a few moments, checks its wrist, and shakes a threatening little fist at you.
Nice.
A little old-fashioned store stands nearby. Its brightly painted shutters and thatched roof remind you of something out of a fairy tale. A curiously painted sign over the front door reads, "Ye Old Magic Shop."
All right. Enter Magic Shop.
Magic Shop.
The Magic Shop door is closed.
Oh!
How's it closed? Because do we have to go to the grave to resurrect the woman and then open
door?
A concealed bell tinkles merrily. Okay, the magic shop door is now open.
I don't like the word tinkle.
So we're breaking and entering.
Open door? Enter magic shop?
Magic shop. You're in the front showroom of the magic shop. Every inch of wall space is crowded with magic tricks, puzzles, and mystical paraphernalia. A glass case offers a selection of obscene jokes and naughty birthday cards. In the corner stands an ancient grandfather clock, its dial ornamented with a frowning crescent moon and other celestial symbols. The front door of the magic shop is wide open. At the west end of the room, you can see another exit concealed by a curtain. A sudden gust of wind slams the magic shop door closed. A concealed bell tinkles merrily. "Just a moment," cries a voice behind the curtain.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
is
so.
Is it worth it? Try it.
Time passes. The noisy tick of the grandfather clock is making you uneasy.
Can we examine the clock?
The smiling grandfather clock says it's 3:59. The curtain opens so quickly it makes you jump. The woman standing before you is older than your oldest aunt. Her thin, pale, and bony hands make her look fragile, like a fading signature in an antique book. But her eyes remember everything they have ever seen. You appraise one another for a long moment before she breaks the ice. "Welcome in, welcome," she chortles. "Don't get many visitors this late in the day." The room seems oddly quiet all of a sudden.
Give woman envelope?
Your score just went up by 5 points. The old woman turns pale as she takes the mysterious envelope from you. "It's been a long, long time since I saw this handwriting," she murmurs, turning it over in his hands.
You can rate and review this show anywhere fine podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on social media at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is, and Adapt It, where we explore adaptations in various forms. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,